This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Former Adams County Sheriff Rick Reigenborn has been charged with multiple felonies for falsifying training records. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
A state investigation found that Reigenborn and his undersheriff did not complete mandatory annual training. The head of training at the time allegedly logged on and did the hours for at least one of them. Reigenborn lost his bid for re-election last year. CPR broke the news of the records investigation last year. At the time, Reigenborn said his records had not been falsified.
No. There was only one person's records that got falsified, is my understanding. And it wasn't me. I get my hours in.
The other deputies, Tommy McClellan and Mickey Bethel, retired while under investigation. They all face the same felony charges. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Advocates have filed a potential ballot measure that would let Colorado voters decide whether to ban trophy hunting of mountain lions, bobcats, and lynx. It's not clear yet who's behind the measure, which would outlaw killing, wounding, or trapping the animals unless they're a safety threat. The proposed ballot measure is in the very early stages. If the title and language are approved, it would still need more than 124,000 signatures to make it onto the 2024 ballot. And Colorado's last avian flu quarantine lifted this week. That means the state's officially free of avian flu outbreaks for the first time in over a year. The last time the virus was detected among domestic flocks was in late April, and the last commercial outbreak was in December. The highly pathogenic avian flu is responsible for the deadliest foreign animal disease outbreak in Colorado history. More than 6 million birds died from infections and in precautionary culls. This is CPR News and KRCC. Highs in Denver today in the mid-80s.